monolithic Angular app over to React, and there were a lot of moving parts. One of the biggest things we ran into early on was figuring out how to incrementally migrate without breaking everything. Like, we couldn't just hit pause and rebuild the whole thing from scratch, right? So we had to get really creative with kind of running both frameworks in parallel during the transition. We used things like micro frontends and custom wrappers to slowly swap out Angular components with React ones, one page or feature at a time. That helped us